Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios.
Well, thank you, Eileen.
One of your recent In Focus interviews featured Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister. You did an in-depth discussion with him about the future of Niagara Falls. Of course, many of us for decades have been waiting for some major development to happen to bring those tourists in on one of the wonders of the world.
And Deister says he is convinced that the falls is on the verge of transformational redevelopment. Of course, you know, I had to point out, you know, the skepticism that you just voiced. A lot of people waiting. He says things are different now. He's talking about the bottom-up approach to economic development. That's with the regional economic development councils. He's talking about the so-called Buffalo Billion, where tourism is a key sector. He says it's really hard for him to even keep track of the number of hotel projects and renovations that are underway. He said that at last count, there were 8 such projects, including the Hamister Hotel, the $25 million project planned. And he says that he believes that all those factors are evidence that this time we will see some meaningful redevelopment.
Critics still worried about that hotel that Hamister is going to develop. He's promising that it's going to happen.
Well, he says every indication that it is on track. He says, quote, the project is moving forward. There's not a shovel in the ground yet, but the project is moving forward.
And another interesting note, Deister's been selected to sit on the governor's football stadium panel.
Interesting, yes. He and a number of other folks, including Mayor Byron W. Brown. And the question is, obviously, the big question is, you know, is there going to be a new facility built? Should there be? Who's going to pay for it? And where should it be? And the site issue is something that a lot of people are focusing on.
In Buffalo, Mayor Brown's already said that, you know, if a facility is going to be built, he's going to push to try to get it in his city. Are you of the same view here? Do you think a stadium should be built in Niagara Falls?
I'm very open-minded about this, and I view my appointment by the governor not as, you know, an attempt to put somebody on there who's going to spend all their time advocating for a Niagara Falls stadium, but rather putting somebody on there who's going to look thoughtfully at all the issues involved.
But I followed that up by pointing out that a lot of people have argued that Niagara Falls proximity to Canada might make sense from a location standpoint for a stadium. It certainly could be a marketing tool. And Deister said to that, well, that argument does have merit, and it's certainly something that might come up. But he made it clear that, you know, he is not going to be, you know, a salesman trying to, you know, push Niagara Falls as the site at all these meetings.
But just to help out and to make sense of a collective collaboration of politicians that can help move that forward.
Absolutely.
The other thing that it seems like there was a misstep on in Niagara Falls was the attempt to get Nick Wallenda as a Niagara Falls attraction. That was supposed to be in the works, and it fell apart.
Yes, and Nick Wallenda is going to be wowing crowds at Darien Lake, of all places. We asked Deister about that because some of his critics have intimated that Deister's resistance or hesitation may have been the reason that Wallenda is going to be at Darien Lake.
Some have said that it was at least some resistance on the part of Niagara Falls officials, including yourself.
Well, the people are saying that are lying, okay? That's absolutely not true. And we've made it clear to the different business entities that were working to try to bring this sort of interim Wallenda attraction to Niagara Falls, that we would do anything that we could to facilitate that.
And Deister pointed out that his goal is to see a permanent attraction for Wallenda. In other words, you know, not some temporary kind of setup, but a permanent attraction that may actually pair other forms of entertainment with Wallenda performances. He says he really believes that's the strategy that needs to be implemented, but that doesn't happen overnight, in his words. He's pointing about the need to really do some long-range planning and to try to make that happen.
Did you get any sense that he was backpedaling on that? Because it seemed like such a done deal at the time that they had this great attraction, this internationally known man.
He doesn't view it as backpedaling. He insists that it's a matter of due diligence, of, you know, getting all the ducks in order, if you will, and making sure that a permanent versus a temporary attraction is put in place. And he says those kind of things take time.
He also talked about policy and bringing in tourism and how that will affect the future plans for building economic development in Niagara Falls, but he really wasn't clear on exact policies.
No, and I think that it's early yet. I mean, obviously, tourism has been viewed as one of the key sectors now as they, you know, continue to phase in this money, this Buffalo billion. Dyster says he's happy with the numbers at Niagara Falls. He hit the numbers that he gave us. He said that 8 million people have been visiting Niagara Falls on an annual basis. And while he believes there could be a lot more, he points out that there are, looking at those numbers, he says that's more than the numbers that the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone are attracting.
Which is pretty surprising, yet there's probably 14 million on the Canadian side.
Exactly. And that's what everyone looks at. They look, across those bridges and across the gorge and say, my gosh, look at what's going on there.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for sharing your InFocus interview from the Buffalo News.
Thank you. I appreciate it.